You know that feeling when a friendship seems to be quietly dissolving? There's no dramatic argument, no clear ending, just a gradual sense that someone who once felt close is now drifting away. The texts become shorter, the invitations less frequent, and slowly, almost imperceptibly, what was once a warm connection becomes something cooler, more distant. It's one of life's quieter heartbreaks, made more painful by its very gentleness. The ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus offers us a profound way to understand what's happening here. He's famous for saying that you can never step into the same river twice, because the water is always flowing, always changing. But Heraclitus meant something deeper than this. He believed that everything in existence is in constant flux, that change isn't just something that happens to things, it's the very essence of what things are. Think of your friendship as one of Heraclitus's rivers. The person you became close to 6 months or 6 years ago isn't quite the same person today. They've had new experiences, encountered different ideas, perhaps moved through some internal shift you weren't privy to. And the same is true of you. The river of your own being has been flowing too. This isn't anyone's fault, it's simply the nature of being human. We're not fixed entities who can maintain precisely the same connections indefinitely. We're dynamic, evolving creatures, and sometimes our paths naturally diverge. What feels like rejection might actually be the inevitable result of two people growing in directions that no longer perfectly align. This perspective doesn't make the loss any less real or meaningful, but it does free us from the assumption that someone is deliberately pulling away from us, or that we've somehow failed as friends. Sometimes what looks like abandonment is really just the honest expression of how people change. Consider this beautiful possibility. Perhaps honoring the natural flow of friendship means accepting its seasons. Instead of clinging anxiously to what was, or interpreting distance as personal rejection, you might ask yourself what this person meant to you during your time of closeness, and feel genuinely grateful for that chapter. You could reach out once more, not to grasp or demand, but to simply acknowledge what you've shared. Send that text saying you've been thinking of them fondly. Or you might choose to let the river flow, holding your appreciation quietly in your heart. The friendship you had was real, even if it's changing. And perhaps accepting change gracefully is its own form of love. As Heraclitus reminds us, nothing is permanent except change. Today, let that truth bring you not sadness, but a kind of gentle peace.